afternoon, good afternoon. This is Overwhelmed. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. This is your host, Kim Wilms. Like I say, I thanks to all who took the time out of your schedule to listen to the Love Truth Show. Like to thank Blog Talk Radio for their platform, for Google for their platform, and also all the social media sites in which I send my information out on. Thanks, thanks, thanks. We are in December, and I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Our Lord and Savior came into the world to show us, to give us life and life more abundantly. So it's a new birth, a new beginning in this month. To recognize who he is the first step also of wisdom, or one of the steps of wisdom. So I want to start off with a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne to give you thanks and praise, and all glory, honor, be done to you. We want to thank you for life, life more abundantly. We want to thank you for so loved the world you sent your only begotten Son to give us a new day, a new beginning, a new relationship in you. Thank you for your will being planted into the earth, in the body, in the person of yourself, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We want to thank you and we pray and I lift up your will into the earth and that your will is going to go forward, but we as your children will operate in your will, will operate in your love, operate and be all that you call us to be, Father God. And I pray that all who is listening to this platform, who will share it out, that their homes and friends and acquaintance, their businesses, whatever they do, be prosper in you. That they let their light and they start shine through to be all that you created us to be. To change this world, to change our family, to change our community, to change ourselves to be new creatures in you. So we give you all the honor and glory as you ask these things, Father God. In your name above all names, you say to come to you by our Lord and the Savior and Redeemer. Let your spirit share and teach us those things that you want us to know, understand, and comprehend. In your precious name, Father God, Jesus Christ. Thanks, thanks in advance. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we go forward in our relationship with God, it is highly important that we know who God is and we understand that he's a God of love, he's a God of peace, and he's a God of forgiveness, and he's a God who's a jealous God, and he created us to worship him. He created us to fellowship with him. He created us to be on one accord with him. And that also goes into how we treat each other. When we treat each other in love, that shows God loving us. Plus, for those of you who out there who may be listening, maybe not be born again, don't know who Jesus is, don't believe that he's for real, I pray you come to a knowledge that you didn't just pop into this world. It was no Big Bang Theory that brought you here. It was the Creator. Intelligent design that creates you, God himself, breathe life in you. And that even regardless of how much you know, that you would take the opportunity to say, you know what, I might not know, understand nothing, I might not realize, and believe in God, I'm going to take the opportunity and say, you know what, I want you to teach me, I want to learn who you are, but I want to believe who you are. And give your heart to him to believe. Don't walk in this world thinking there's no God, there is a God. And don't walk in this world thinking that God wouldn't come into the flesh for you, because he did. He's like no other God. Other gods are, you know, they're not living, breathing. They're in the ground. They are a clay that you created in your mind, your imagination. Be what God created. But God is living. He's breathing. He's for real. He's not nothing like man. For those of you who say, well, my God wouldn't leave his throne to come here to save you, We're talking about living, loving God. Let the earth is his footstool. He created all the earth. So how, it would not be impossible for him to step out of eternity into time to save us. That's love. So as we end this season that he came forth, and some may not be, say it may not have been in December, it was in June, but one thing we do know, he came, and he's coming back for those of us who believe. And those who don't, you have to realize, you woke up this morning, you didn't have to wake up. Something woke you up beyond your alarm clock, beyond your body alarm signal. God had woke you up. A lot of things are wicked in the world and evil, but God is still God. He still exists. It's a battle between good and evil. We always have the victory, but it's a process we go through while we walk on this earth. Keep ourselves steadfast on God. Focus on God, no matter what you are doing. So as you operate in wisdom, a knowledge who God is, want to be fruitful in that gift or know who he is, it's by operating in love. It's a season of love. It's, every season is a season. Every month is a season. Every day is a season of love. This moment, this second is a season of love. So whatever you conquered or going through or working on, give it to God and believe God for it. And believe the best in the situation. Those things that we know is best. Nobody can tell you what God, some people say, well, God, that's not of God, that's not of God. Nobody can say that. Anything good is of God, especially if you think about something that's going to edify his community, his people. You know, some people say, I wouldn't pray for this and that. You can take all things to God and go to him in prayer and believe him for the answer. If it's not correct or something you shouldn't pray for, God will let you know. You don't need man to tell you that. Or the devil, because the devil is good to say, don't pray for this and that, and those are the right things you should be praying for. And if you're out there and your lifestyle is not in line with God, and you say, well, God wouldn't accept me, God is not a respected person. He loves us, but he hates sin. Just open your heart to him and want to change. He will work on you. If you truly want to give your life to God, you truly want to live right, you can live right. Not according to what man said, because man can put a whole lot of stuff out there and be wrong. They can write all kind of policies and say it's going to be beneficial, and it don't benefit nobody but a 1% or less than 1%. So we want to think about things that we know that will edify God. It's going to edify his people. It's going to lift him up on the earth. He lifts up no matter what, but he be all called to do that. So as you go forward, don't be anxious for anything this season. Don't be anxious for it. You may be working on a new business opportunity. Pray about it. Go forward. But don't be anxious in how you go along with it. Be excited about it. Be a go-getter. But don't be anxious. Don't be anxious to go out there and buy this or that, whatever that may be. Think about it. Pray about it. You know, sleep on it. If it's something you should do, you're going to do it eventually, but you can do it. Take your time and breathe in and out about it. Take a deep breath. Release. Take another deep breath and release. You know, God's awesome. He's right, right awesome. This weekend I went to an event, a good networking event. Learned a lot of information to go forth in another area. But as I gather that information, this is the information. It's a lot of information, so much more I have to learn about it to really apply it. But I did. I went to prayer. I mean, I stay in prayer all day long, but I made sure. I pray in the morning, I pray in the day. I said, God, let me hear what you want to hear me. Let me understand. Let this be for real. Whatever the new opportunity is, it's going to be a blessing so I can be a blessing to others. Let's not rush out. No matter how good, how much, somebody say this decision has to be made right now, or I can't go in business with you, or I can't help you, or I can't do this and that for you. And you know you feel like you're being rushed. Just step away and pray that the opportunity not blown. But if you know what, I'm going to trust you, God, that this is for me, something I should be doing, that you're going to guide me. It's going to still be there for me. Let me breathe through. But sometimes, you know, things may throw nervous, and it might be you get ready to do something good and just feel nervous. And God is there with you. But just pray it through. Don't be anxious for anything. Just work it out. So, again, the topic is wisdom. What is wisdom? What is wisdom? So you write down in your book, what does wisdom mean to you? And operate in it. And operate in it. I got another phone and it's ringing off the hook and I can't answer it right now. But what is wisdom? Ask yourself, what do you want to accomplish this season? How you want, this is the end of the year. It's a new season. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. What does that mean to you? Do your children, if you have children, know who Jesus is and what the season is about? Regardless if you get a gift or not, the most important gift is given to you, and that's Jesus Christ. But let your children know what the true meaning of Christmas is and let them walk and operate in it. I know I had, 7 years back, I was over at my brother's house for Christmas dinner. We used to try to do family dinner together on a holiday. And my nieces, and after they, you know, was quite younger. And my niece was like, downstairs playing air hockey or something. She'll beat me. She had a basketball star, golf star. She does sports. And she was looking at me playing. She looking, and she like, well, Aunt Kim, what you bring me for Christmas? I said, sweetie, you got your gift for Christmas. You know, it's Jesus Christ. That's what the meaning of Christmas. She's like, oh, I know, I know. Yeah, I understand that. I said, okay, well. But again, she said, no, well, then she goes, then she do psychology on me, right? So what did Santa Claus for me for Christmas? I said, you know, she had that time. She maybe 8, 9, maybe 10. She don't believe in no Santa Claus, but she was using psychology on me. I said, sweetie, Santa Claus, when they bring, I'm sure somebody else has something for you, but what I have is just my love for you and to point you to Jesus and that you know about the goodness of Jesus. And she smiled. And, of course, the game didn't go on that long. The game was be playing about a half an hour before she asked me a question. So she took her time before she asked a question. But the whole idea, making sure they know what Christmas is about. You know, one of the churches I used to go to, but she came at Gospel Tabernacle. He had a box he had on for one of the sermons. And inside the box, a gift box, he had all these little packages. And each package he opened up is representing different gifts you have. Love with one package, peace, joy, you know, different things within the package. So I, you know, that same year, I at the dinner table, I had a box, everybody go in the box, or bag or something I had, Christmas bag, and I had them pour out your present, and they opened up, and they had, you know, different things. I took it from what I saw him doing. I thought it was a great, brilliant idea. Just remember, for all people, it does remember the season is about Jesus Christ. There's nothing wrong with having a gift. I'm not saying that to make a gift for somebody. I'm not saying that to purchase a gift for somebody. But make sure they understand the reason for the season. It's about Jesus. Yes, it may be a great time for the retail industry to, you know, to earn some money. You know, some of the months, the retail industry may be lower down and it's a good way for people to make money, and it's a good way to boost the economy, and it's, you know, a lot of those things is maybe good, but what we don't want to remove Jesus from the season by people focusing so much on what they get for Christmas, what they can't wait to return back after they took their time to purchase and spend their money, what they don't like or dislike, is remember the beauty, the blessing, the joy, the truth of what Christmas is, that is a part of wisdom. During this month, as people come over and fellowship with you, whether they have dinner or come over to your house, do you know what Christmas is? You know, if you're a business person, it may be not as easy sometimes to approach people about faith or any, if you're not a business person, but you can put on a card and you can share the good news. You know, pass out tracts. So I had a gentleman who came from one of my Get to Know You events. He wasn't in business, but he did have a business card, and they talked, and they had a message about Jesus on it, which is good. On the back of my business card for my Love Tree Plus, my Purpose Driven Travel One, my travel, I have Romans 10, you know, the plan of salvation on it. And on the back of the card. Because they give you, you know, most business cards, you have a front and a back. And my back, it don't need no more business if me, I got out of business, I did. I had Romans. You know, I had the scriptures on it, which is a blessing, which would be a blessing to whoever pick it up. They can hear and see what I'm about. They can see and understand I'm about Jesus, because that's who I'm about. That's who I love. That's who gave me, who gave us life. You know, and like on my business card, I got my four crosses, so I put them by my name for foundation. I got Purpose Driven Travel 1, because, again, my business is about always pointing to Jesus. And on my card, I say, I point you to Jesus, and I point you to the best travel deal. And some people might not like it together, but some people always got something to say. But the whole idea, God said everything we do is to lift him up, right? Everything we do is to point people to him, some form of fashion. So if this, get this message, let somebody know who I am. And then you got some people who gave my card back, and they were like, oh, I don't want nobody to try to get me to go to their church. I said, no, it's not about getting you to go to my church, but it is to hopefully to get you to know who Jesus is if you don't know him. If you know him, I'm just saying this is, you know, they must do it with the church. I said, this, yeah, I do go to church, but Purpose Driven Travel is the name of my traveling company. But the whole idea is for me to, it's to draw people to God, and I know who draw them is God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, who's in control, who will hear his voice when we speak, when we share. And we are part of that foundation that God had planned for us to be a part of. So why not share the best you can? It's not easy, but if you hand a call, somebody's going to pick up this call, somebody's going to look at it, regardless if they, hopefully they want to do business with me, but when they pick up the card, it might make them feel good. Cause my name is Kim Williams, right? So you got I am, then you got Will, I am. So you think about the Father, the will of the Father. And you think, well, he is the great I am, right? Then you got to have a purpose. You have to be driven. And travel, giving the, put the message out there into the world who God is. No matter what you do, you're a teacher, you're a student. Whatever it is, you can make it to my mother, father, sister, brother, niece, nephew, aunt, uncle, cousin, grandpa, guardian, whoever you may be, a politician, whoever. It's to make a major difference in somebody else's life. And in the back of my card, I had Jesus love you. Then I put Romans 10, verse 9 through 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto salvation, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to read it again. Romans 10, verse 9 to 10. That if you, whoever you is out there, confess with your mouth, I mean, you have to open your mouth, let people know who you are, ask God where you at. Maybe you're in the car by yourself, but still, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. Because you put it into the atmosphere, you put it into the environment. God spoke life into the world. He said, let there be light. Let there be this, let there be that, and that was good in his sight, right? So let it be. And your heart, that God had raised him, hallelujah, from the dead. Right? On the third day. He was raised from the dead. He went to Calvary for us. Got nails put in his hand. Painful. Yes, he was in the flesh at that moment. Totally man, but he was divine. To show us how much God loved us, how much he loved us, that you will be saved. For with the heart, with your heart, get your heart in line with you. You understand to God, I'm 30, I want to know you. I want to know you for real. But these things I talked to God about when I was, even though I would believe in God, but I was like, when you start working around different people with a different belief system, I had to let you know, God, I had to ask these questions. Because I figured it's best to ask God these questions. And knowing that you hear a real living tree, God, he's going to answer you in some form or fashion. You're going to hear. He was speaking to you constantly. You may be going to church, or you may be at a market and you hear a song come on and may say Jesus, or something positive come through that points you to Jesus. Somebody in line, you ain't paying attention, you see a cross around their neck or on a, maybe a tattoo that you shouldn't mark your body up, but still. And it's certain ways, and somebody might catch that. Or somebody might come say, good morning, or praise the while they're so jolly. And most times, the people you find more jolly are the people who are believers. Even though there's people who do good work who don't believe, but their destination is not going to be one they're going to be happy about. They may do a lot of good work. You should do good work. But you have to know who Jesus is. Doing good work and then perish, you know, you didn't win nothing. It wasn't a win-win. But you have a win-win with God. You confess Him with your mouth that He's Lord and Savior, you are saved. And one believes unto righteousness. When you ask God and you believe, even as you seeking Him and you say, God, I want to know you. I want to understand, believe you. So I'm right now going to receive you in my heart, believing you, and just looking for a change in my direction, hearing from you in ways beyond my imagination, understanding, comprehension, international, supernatural, spiritual realm. Because we do operate in those different realms. You may not realize it. When you sleep, you are in a realm. You know, they got this kind of realm to sleep, but you're in a different state of mind. You can hear something. You say, what did I hear? Even when you're awoke, you feel something. There's a presence. God is there. So I'm telling you not to go here and there, then you realize, oh, then you go there. You shouldn't have. Then you realize, God, you're telling me not to go there, and I ran into an accident, or I ran into a ditch, or I did with X, Y, and Z, and you didn't realize it. Unto righteousness, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You got to confess it. Believe in your heart and soul that He is who He say He is. And you say, once saved, it's always saved. Then you go out there and you be all that God called you to be. Believe it. Stand firm. Don't be boastful and nasty and negative. You know, sometimes I don't think people think you say you believe in God, you're boastful, but you put it in the middle. Not them. Not be arrogant with how you treat people and share people. Just walk in love during the season. And have yourself a Merry Christmas. And live in love. Make a difference in somebody's life, regardless where you at. It ain't no more than lifting up people in prayer until you're able to help them some form of fashion. But it's power in prayer. So y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. This is Karen Williams from the Love Truth, the Love Truth Show. And the meaning of wisdom is, this one I got Google, the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The quality of being wise. Okay? Another one is soundness of action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. So you read your Bible and give you judgment how to handle things. Listen to people who got background knowledge and something, and help you to go through. So just go focus on wisdom, focus on God. Until I speak to you again, this is Love Truth, sending out love and peace during the season and all seasons. In Jesus' holy name, y'all have a glorious day in Jesus. Please share this with your Facebook friends, social media. You can email, Google this. I appreciate it. Check me out at www.lovetruthministry.com. Check my website out. Send me. I got contact page. What you like about this? What would you like me to cover? Just a share. I'd like you to know that it reaches somebody. God bless you around the world. Take care. And God bless the people dealing with the fire up in California. I pray safety and peace over you, most importantly. And I pray that God would extinguish that fire, but let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in you to live for Him and live in love. Again, y'all, have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.